Unfortunately, in the last few weeks and months, we have all experienced in Klal Yisrael terrible tragedies that have happened. Plane crashes, automobile accidents with loss of life, people having illnesses. And Chazal say, "Aloshen ein yoim she'ein kilolosa meruva mishal chaveray." There is no day where the klola of one day is not worse than the day before. And in this very Yesodistic Ashir, Rav Schlesinger Shlita gives us a ray of light, a place of nechama, and from all places it comes from the reading of, in Parshas Kisavid, the Toichecha, the very terrible warning by Hashem that if Chas Yisrael, we don't listen to his mitzvahs, what punishments can happen to Klal Yisrael. And in that terrible Toichecha, there lies a ray of light of Nechama, as we will see. Rav Schlesinger began with a Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Tanya, Rav Blazer ben Azarya Oimer. Ezra tikin lem li Yisrael sheyiyu koyrin kloloi shebetoris kahanim koydim atzeres. Ezra hasofer made a takana that in the Kriyas HaTorah that we read every week in, from the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, from the Sefer Torah, that it should come out that the klolois of Toris kahanim, that refers to Sefer Vayikra, the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra, that should be... That the Medrash is called Taurus Kahanim, but the Sefer itself refers to is called Taurus Kahanim as well. That's Sefer Vayikra. That and the Klolos, which are found in Parshas Bechukosai, should be read before Atzeres. Atzeres means Shavuos. Ushebe Mishneh Torah, the Klolos, the curses that we find in Sefer Dvorim, should be read Koidim Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. That's in last week's Parsha, Parshas Kisavai. Now, it works out the way our custom is to read all of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and we go through the cycle and we finish on Simchas Torah. There was a custom in Eretz Yisrael, which we no longer keep. The Gemara and Kedushin tells us that they used to finish the Chumshei Torah. It took them 3 years. In other words, it would come out, they would read, let's say, a third of a Parsha each week, and therefore it would take them 3 years to finish the whole Chumshei Torah. Mm-hmm. So if you work on a three-year schedule, then obviously you're not going to read Bechukosai before Shavuos, and you're not going to read Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah. But what, according to that custom, there was a special takana, a special enactment by Ezra Sofer, that whatever parsha you were up to before Shavuos or before Rosh Hashanah, you would still take out the Sefer Torah to read in Bechukosai, the Tochecha before Shavuos, and in Kisavai to read the Tochecha before Rosh Hashanah. So you would read whatever parsha you're up to, plus you would read from the, like we have a special mafter for Parsha Shkolim or Parsha Zohar, and we take out another Sefer Torah to read from that parsha, even though it's in another Sefer. That was the takana for if you read it once in 3 years. The Gemara wants to know what's the reason for this takana. So Abaye gave an answer, and some say it was Rish Lakish who gave an answer. And these are very famous words, and this is the title of this shir. Kedei shetichla hashana v'kil oisel, so that at the end of the year should end with all its curses. Tochol shana b'chisel, and the new year should start with all its blessings. So the Gemara asks the question. I understand the Toichach on Parshas Kisavai in Mishneh Torah, in Sefer Dvorim, because that's towards the end of the year before Rosh Hashanah. But how does that apply to Atzeres, to Shavuos? We said that before Shavuos, you also read from the Toichach on Parshas Bechukosai. It always comes out that Baruch Hu says right before Shavuos. What does that have to do with the end of the year and the curses? So the Gemara says Shavuos also is the beginning of a new year concerning the fruits of the tree, because the Gemara tells us that on Atzeres, on Shavuos, we have a judgment in heaven concerning the fruits of the tree, whether they will be successful, you will have fruits, we won't have fruits. So therefore, it's also a beginning and end of a year, not the year of judgment that on every person that's alive, what's going to happen to them the next year, like Rosh Hashanah, but there's a special Rosh Hashanah for the fruits of the tree, that Shavuos, and Memela, before that Rosh Hashanah, we also say the Teicha. So Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, in his Sefer Pri Tzadik, says that this past Shabbos that we just had, Parsh Kisavoy, is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah, as we just quoted the Chazal, in order that the year should end and the new year should begin. So Tosus asked the question that if we're reading before Rosh Hashanah, we're going to focus, of course, this year not on Shavuos, we're going to focus on Rosh Hashanah that's coming up in a few short days. So Tosus asked the question, if we want to end the year and its curses, then why do we do it Parsh Kisavoy? Why don't we do it next week, this coming week's Parsha? There's a request that we should always say a vort on this Parsha as well. So here's the part that pertains to this week's Parsha, which is a double Parsha of Netzavim and Vayelech. Why do we say the Klol of the Teicha in Parsha Kisavoy? So that the year should end with the curses. The year is another week old. Netzavim Vayelech. This week, Netzavim Vayelech, we should read about the Teichecha, and we should say the year of curses should end. So Tosfos gives an answer that they wanted to make a hefsek, a division. In other words, they wanted the year of blessings to start already a week earlier. In other words, don't wait till the last Shabbos. If we're going to turn a new page and start a new year with blessings, so let's make a break. Let the curses already end Parsha Kisavoy. And Netzavim Vayelech, that's already going to be like the new year. So it comes out that the last Shabbos of the year, this coming week Shabbos, Netzavim Vayelech, is already like has a din on it of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Rav Tzadik HaKoyen says very well, what's the Haftarah of Parsha Netzavim Vayelech from Yeshaya HaNavi? Kumi oiri kivo oirech. Rise your light because your light has come. And Chazal say, on what we say every day from Elul, Rosh Chodesh El, till after Shmini Atzeres, we say, L'David Hashem oiri v'yishi. Hashem is my light. And that refers, Chazal say, to Rosh Hashanah. The Yishi, he's my salvation, that refers to Yom Kippur. And then David HaMelech goes on, Ki Yitzpineni B'sukkah, that he'll hide me in a sukkah, that refers to sukkahs. L'David Hashem Oiri is my light. I see the light, the clarity, that Hashem is the one who's the Melech Olam, the ruler of the world on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore it's very good that the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Tzav Vayelech, this week's Shabbos, what do we read? L'David Hashem Oiri, we read, Kumi Oiri Kivo Oirech. L'David Hashem Oiri refers to Rosh Hashanah. Now, what Rav Schlesinger wanted to understand was, how is it that by reading in the Torah, the Tochecha, in Parsha Kisavoy, and all the curses, how are we zocha through that the year and its curses should end? So somebody might give an answer. Well, you'll notice that the Baal Kore reads the Tochecha very quietly, reads it quickly, and if I was in a shul, I was wondering, they called up someone for an aliyah. Usually, you never call up someone for an aliyah on the Teichecha. The Baal Kore gets the Teichecha. And I was in a shul in Lakewood. All of a sudden, I see they call up. The Gabbai got called up. So the answer is, because the Baal Kore in that shul was a Levi. So he couldn't get the Teichecha. So therefore, the next one who Nebuch has to get the Teichecha, that's part of his job, he gets enough bezuyinus a whole year around anyway, the gabbai. But to add to it, they called him up for the Teichicha as well. But normally, if the Baal Kor is a Yisrael, nobody gets called up, and the Baal Kor makes the brachas, and he gets the Teichicha. So Rav Schlesinger said it's hard to say that we fulfill the klolus by reading them quickly and low, and nobody gets called up. There must be something deeper than that. So he brought down the Radomska Rebbe, Zitzal says, that we have a rule which is called Nishalma Porim Svasenu. Today we have no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately. And how do we bring Karbonis? We can't. So the answer is, if we read about Tamid, and we say there's Karbonis in the morning, many people say before davening, if you read about it, it's as if you brought it. So by reading the Teichicha, all the curses, terrible punishments, we're yikes as if we got it. But then Rav Schlesinger said it's still missing. He didn't understand it. Why? Because if so, what do we say it loud? We should say it with, we should be screaming at the top of our lung. We should say it with intense concentration. Because we want that this klola should be, we're yaitzeh by saying it. And then he had another question. What are you waiting till the end of the year? Parshas Noach, you should read it. Read the Torah of Parshas Noach. We'll be yaitzeh by reading it. Nothing will happen. And we'll have a year full of blessings. We won't hear about tragedies. So what's the pshat here? So he says the custom is everybody can't wait till the Baal Kor gets to the parsha where he can raise his voice again. We're waiting for him to finish. So Rav Schlesinger says, you know what? Instead of going through the whole Teichicha, let's go right away to the end, the last pasuk of the Teichicha. And from there, we're going to learn a tremendous lesson. The pasuk says, this is the last pasuk of the Teichicha. Ve'heshifcha Hashem Mitzrayim ba'niyos. Hashem is going to bring you back to Mitzrayim in boats. Others translate the word aniyos differently, but the simple pshat is boats. B'derech asher amarti l'cha. He brought an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in one place says, apparently the Rambam spoke about boats flying in the sky, which we would understand to mean airplanes, jets. B'derech asher amarti l'cha loy toysev al raisa. I told you, Hashem, not to go back to Mitzrayim in the way that and the derech, the path that you left Mitzrayim, there's a aveira to go back to Mitzrayim and to see Mitzrayim. The hismakartem shom loivecha, you will be sold there to your slaves, to your enemies. I'm learning the simple pshat. Later in the shir, we'll see a different pshat in the pasuk. You'll want to be sold to your enemies for what? La'avodim l'shvachas. For servants and maidservants, for slaves, the ain koina, no one's going to buy you. And then, that's the last pasuk of the Teichicha, then begins the next parsha, Eila Divrei Abris, this is the covenant, the Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe, Lichroi says B'nai Yisrael, to make a covenant with B'nai Yisrael, Be'eretz Moav, Milvad Habris, besides the covenant, Asher Koras Itam, that he made with them, B'chorev, in Har Sinai. He made this covenant right before they entered Eretz Yisrael in what's called Arvos Moav. So the question that the Meforshim ask, and the Sefer Binul Itim, he says, I didn't see anybody who asked this question, but he asked the question, how does Moshe end the Teichicha without some good word? Because if you analyze what the pasuk is saying here, the pasuk seems to be saying the following. You know what the worst punishment will be? You'll want to be sold as slaves, and the Jews will be so despicable in the eyes of the nations, v'ein koinen. They won't even take you to be your maid in your house, to clean your bathroom. You'll want to say, buy me as a slave. You're already ready to be a slave. Vain koine, the Jew is going to be so despicable that the goyim won't even want to hire them as slaves. So that's how the Teichicha ends. So the question is, you end off with a good note, some dover tov, and we don't end off with any good note. That's the That's the question that the Bina Le'itim asks. And he says another point. He says, even Tisha B'Av, the most bitter day, Yom HaMar HaGadol Shel HaShana, the most bitter day in the Jewish calendar, at the end of Kinnis, we say Psukim of the Chama, and in of comfort. In Mincha, he says, we say Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Now, we don't say Nachamu Nachamu Ami until the next week, Shabbos Nachamu, when we say it in Daf Torah. But maybe he had a custom to say the Pasuk of Nachamu Nachamu Ami on Tisha B'Av, this Sefer, Bina Le'itim. Or maybe he was referring, Rav Schlesinger said, to the tefillah that we say in Mincha on Tisha B'Av, Nachem, give comfort. And then he goes on to say, right after Tisha B'Av comes Shabbos Nachamu. And he says, if we had 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, which are called Gimel de Parnusa, the 3 weeks of where we read in Daf Torah about punishments for Bnei Yisrael, what happens after Tisha B'Av? There are 7 weeks of Nechama, more than double. 7 is more than double the 3 weeks of punishment. So we see that you always have to end on a good note. You can't give people depression and sadness, and you have to give them some ray of light, some hope. So he says, Chipasti b'meforshim v'loy matzashi shenis oyer al zeh. I looked at all the commentaries that I have, and I didn't see that anybody asked this question. But I saw in a sefer Divrei Shloima, I finally found one person that spoke about it in the name of his father, that since we're going to have such a long golus, so therefore in Kisavoy there's no nechama yet. You know where the nechama comes? In this week's parsha. Parshas Netzavim Vayelech. It says in Parshas Netzavim, V'hoyu ki yavoyu elecha dvor me'ela, v'shafto ad Hashem lekecha, v'shamata b'koiloi. So in other words, the end of Parshas Kisavoy is in Parshas Netzavim. It's going to be such a long, we're already in Golus Adam thousands of years. It's going to be so long, the Golus, it would seem that there's not an end. There's not going to be any good Nechama. So where is the Nechama? Not in Kisavoy. There you're right. There is no Nechama. It's going to come in this week's Parsha, this coming Shabbos, in the Tzavim Vayelach. However, the Sefer Bina Le'itim says, okay, that's one teretz. But I want to suggest a different teretz. And the Sefer Bina Le'itim says that he found the Nechama that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving to Bnei Yisrael in that pasuk that we just read. We read it, it was a terrible pasuk, that the Goyim will find Jews so despicable they won't even hire them as maids. In that pasuk lies Nechama noirov v'nimretzes. May hagdoyloi shebechol nechamos hanaviim aleihem hasholom. He says it's even greater than all the psukim of Nechama that the Nevi'im spoke about. And now we have to, of course, the question is, where do you find it in the pasuk? Where's the Nechama? And then another question, Rabbeinu Bechayis says on that last pasuk of the Teichicha, Zu mida taiva. You want to sell yourself and no one can buy you? This is great. Again, what do you mean it's great? It's terrible. The Jews will be worse than any other nation. Nobody will even want to buy them as slaves. Where's the Nechama in this? It's the biggest bazillion of Bnei Yisrael. So here, Rav Schlesinger gave a beautiful pshat. And he began with Tehillim Perek Kuf Chav Gimel. Shir HaMalois, David HaMelech says, Eilecha nasasi es einai hayoshi v'shamayim. I lift up my eyes to you, Hashem, who sits in heaven. Hine ke'enei avodim al yad Adonaim, like a slave, his eyes is to the hand of his master. Ke'enei shifcha el yad gevirta, like a maidservant's eyes are to the hand of her boss. So our eyes are to you, Hashem, our God, until you find favor with us. Favor us, Hashem, because we have satiated We're sated, we're full of embarrassment. So the question is, why does it say, El Yad Adoneyem, El Yad Givirta, just like a slave looks to the hand of his master, or the Shifcha looks to the hand of her mistress, why does it say the hand? They look to the master. Apparently the master is going to take care of them. So they look, what's the hand? And then the Sfasemis asked, by Hashem, it doesn't say the hand. You're making a mashal and a nimshal. You're showing an example. Hashem, you're like an eved, an example of us to you is like an eved to his master. So by the eved to the master, it says the hand. By Hashem and us, it doesn't say the hand. So the Sfasemis and Tillim brings from a Kabbalah sefer, Toilas Yaakov, but here he says that not Kabbalah, he says pshat. And this has to do with what we're going to Mirtz Hashem, we're all familiar with this tefillah, say on, by Tkiya Shofer, in Mirtz Hashem, on Rosh Hashanah. Hayoyim haras olam. This is the beginning of the creation of the world. Im kevonim, im kavodim. Im kevonim rachameinu karachim aval bodim. If we're like children to you, Hashem, have mercy on us like a father to his children. V'im kavarim. And if we're like slaves, einenu l'chos l'yois, we are looking to you, Hashem, ad shetechonenu, until you favor us, v'saitzi l'or mishpatenu, and you'll bring out the light of our judgment. So this sefer says, Tolas Yaakov says, that what we're saying in this tefillah is the following, that we are the only people in the world who have relationship with Hashem as children. We are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you, Hashem, take us as children, so have mercy on us like a father to his child. But ve'im kavodim, if because of our averus, you distance yourself from us, and you don't accept us as your children. You accept us as avodim, but we are different than the goyim. The goyim, when they're also, everybody in the world is your slaves, is your servants, Hashem. But by the goyim, their relationship with you is the hand. They look at the hand that feeds them. What's the schar? What's the reward that I'm going to get for what I'm doing? El Yad Adoneyem, El Yad Givirta. They look at the hand that feeds them. But us, Hashem, the way we look to you, even as Avadim, as it says in Pirkei Avos, you shouldn't be Kavadim, Hamisham Shem Esarav Amenas L'Kabel Pras. You should be like Avadim, Hamisham Esarav Shaloy Amenas L'Kabel Pras. That's our relationship with you. Our relationship with you, Hashem, is L'cha Einenu Saluyos. Our eyes are up, we're looking at our relationship, our dveikus, our attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we merit to be children, accept us as children. If we don't merit to be children, we're avodim, but remember, we're different than the Umas Olam. They're only al yad adoneyim, but by us, elecho einenu saluyos. And then the Sfas Emes adds, achi chaneinu, until you favor us, and you'll put us back in the Madreg of Bonim. You'll put us back in the only nation in the world, Bonim Atem Lashem Alekecha, that we have a relationship with Hashem, that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Sfas Emes. The Reduk says, on that pasuk in Tillim, Bonim Atem Lashem Alekecha. The Reduk in Sefer Tillim on that Perek Kufchav Gimel says, in the name of his father. Now, I looked it up in one Tanakh, and there's words missing. Rav Schlesinger apparently was looking up in a different edition, and it added words. I'm going to say it the way the words he added. He says the following. V'adoyni avizal. The Radak very often says pshatim from his father. So here he says a pshat from his father. Unbelievable pshat. And this Radak is the key to opening up this whole Indian. V'adoyni avizal pirish. El yad adoneyim. El yad givirta. Be'eis. Sheyaku oisam. He gives a different pshat than the Sfas Emes with reward. When a master hits his slave, who does the slave go to? Who can he run to? there's nobody in the world that he can go to. Ein lahem lemi yisa ayin. They have no one else to lift up their eyes for mercy. Ela lahem atzmam sheyirachmu aleihem v'yirpu yadamehem. They can only look up to the same master, that Yad, the one that slapped them. That's the one that they can look up to and say, please, have mercy. They can't go to somebody else because they are owned by the master. Kein anachnu, says the Radak. Mi hikanu, who hit us? Umi nesananu begolus, who put us into exile? Hakel yizborach, Hashem, shehu adoneinu, he's our master, v'anachnu avodav, we are his servants. Ve'ein lanu l'mi nesoy ayin, elo elov, we only can look up to him. Shenasanana begolus, he put us into exile. Sheyirachem oleinu, he should have mercy on us. V'yotzienu mimen, he should take us out of the golus. The eved can only go to his master for mercy, and nobody else. And so does Shivcha. And so Klal Yisrael, we can only go to our master Hashem, who hid us. That's who we go back to. And only to him can we go back to get mercy. And now he's brought down an unbelievable lashon from one of the Rishonim, whose name was Shloima ibn Gabirol. And he, on Yom Kippur, in certain machzorim, they have his poem. He was a poet. It's called Keser Malchus. And listen to these unbelievable words that bring out this idea that the Radak just said. Elokai, Hashem, im avoyni min esoy gadol, if my sin is too heavy for you to bear, ma tase l'shimcha hagadol, but what are you going to do? You have a name of Hashem, Hashem, mercy. What are you going to, you have a name of mercy. Ve'im loy oichel rachamecha, if I can't hope for your mercy, mi yachas alai, who else will have mercy on me? Chutz mimcha, except for you. Lachain, says Rav Shloima ibn Gabirol, im tikat leinu, if you kill me, l'cha yachel, I'll still hope to you, because you're the only one that I can hope to. Ve'im tivakesh la'avoni, and if you're going to search to get retribution for my sin, evrach mimcha, I'm going to run away from you, eilecha, I'm going to run back to you. I'm running away from you to run back to you. Ve'eschase, I will cover myself, mechamasecha, from your anger. Where will I cover myself? Betzilcha, in your shade. Ubeshulei rachamecha, and in the ends of the garment of your mercy, achzik, I will grab onto. Ad imrichamtani, until you have mercy on me. V'lo yeshlachacha, I won't send you away, ki imberachtani, until you bless me. That's the pshat that the Radak says. Just like a eved looks to the same hand that touched him, that gave him a slap, to ask that that hand should feed him, should take care of him. Cain, that's the same by us. L'cha einenu saluyos. As Rav Shloima ibn Gabirol says, im tikatleinu, l'cha yachel. V'im tivakish lavoini, evrach mimcha eilecha. I'll run from you to you. I have no one else to go to. You're the only one. The Malbim says, that's what it says there in Tillim. Einenu el Hashem Elokeinu. Elokeinu is din. Hashem is rachamim. In other words, in the din of Hashem, in the slap of Hashem, we ask for mercy. And because we have nowhere else to go. He gives a mashal of a mother who hits her child because the child did something wrong. Right? The child is crying. And what does he do? He falls into the lap of his mother. Where else should the child go? He has nowhere else to go. The Griz Halevi brings down from the Rambam, Pirish Mishnayos, Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we read Hallel? We don't say Hallel in the Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Says the Rambam, Lefi Shloi Hayu Karina Hallel Loibar Rosh Hashanah V'Loi B'Yom HaKippurim Lefi Shem Yemei Avodah V'Achno U'Pachad U'Morah Me'Hashem. These are days filled with fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umivrach, and running, umanos elav. Usually when you're fearful of something, you go back, you run away. And here the Rambam says, umanos elav, we run to him. Not from him, because again, we have no one else to run to. We can only run back to the hand that hit us. The Netziv says, on that pasuk, in the last pasuk in the Teicha, V'ein koneh, no one's going to buy them. We'll soon see the pshat that the Bina Le'itim said, that said, in this pasuk, there's a tremendous lechama. We'll soon see, but the Netziv says already, why is it V'ein koneh, no one's buying us? In order that our eyes should focus only on the master. If we would have a master, so then we would think that we could run to the human master. No one's going to buy you. There's only one entity in the world that can save you, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now comes the shot of the Bina Le'itim. The Bina Le'itim brings a pasuk, I think it's in Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu said, Aye Sefer Krisus Itchem. Where is the get that I gave you, Hashem says. In other words, there were people in the world who dropped Yiddishkeit because they said, Hashem did such terrible things to us. People who went through the Holocaust. So they said, Hashem divorced us. And therefore, we can now live a life of hefker. We can do whatever we want because Hashem divorced us. So Hashem says, show me the divorce. Where did I say for Krisus Etchem? Where is the divorce? I never divorced you. And then he says, Ve'ezem minoisha asher mechartem. Is there anyone in the world that I owe money to, so to speak? And I said, you know what? I owe you $100,000. I owe you $10 to $20 billion. Here's the Bnei Yisrael. They're worth $20 billion. I don't owe anything to anybody. So now, anyone who took the Jews as a servant, he has no right to call himself a master over them, because he himself is a servant of Hashem. So now the Bina Le'itim says the beautiful pshat in that pasuk. You're going to go to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the place where they buy slaves. How do we know? By Yosef. Yosef was sold to where? To Mitzrayim. That's the place, where it's the example of where people are sold for slaves. So the Sefer Bina Le'itim asks the question. The pasuk says, V'esmacharta mismakartam la'avodim u'shvachos. Why does it say you will be sold? You will be sold for slaves. Of course, if you're sold, what are you sold for? You're sold for slaves. Why does the pasuk have to say you will be sold for slaves? Of course, that's it. Should just say you will be sold. Why does it have to say for slaves and servant and maid servants? Second question he asks is, it says you will be sold there to your enemies as slaves and as maid servants. It should have been the opposite. It should have said you will be sold as maid servants and as slaves. And shvachos, maidservants, to whom? To your enemy. First, write what you're sold for. So we have two questions. Number one, why did you have to say what you're sold for totally? We know you're sold for slaves. Second question, the order of the pasuk is not correct. It shouldn't be you will be sold to your enemies for slaves. It should be you are sold for slaves to your enemies. So he says a beautiful pshat that answers both of these questions. Not like we learned before, that the Jewish people are so mevuza that nobody will even want to buy, ein koneh. Nobody will want to buy them as slaves. No, they will be sold. But you know, and I don't have to tell you what you're sold for. You're sold for slaves. You're going to be sold, of course, for slaves. To who? To your enemy. And who are your enemies? Your enemies are slaves. Everybody's a slave. He said, now, perhaps we have a government where we can understand better that we're all under slaves. Right? This makar, but any power that is over the Jewish people, they are slaves of Hashem. So that's what the pasuk says. This makartem sham lo yivcha. You will be sold. Not like we learned before. You want to be sold as slaves, you'll be so embarrassed, so despicable, nobody will buy you. Ain't kind of. No, the pshat is. V'esmakartem. You're sold. For what? Of course, as slaves. To whom will you be sold? Sham loivecha, to your enemy. And who are your enemies? You're going to be sold to them. Le'avodim u'shvachos. Le'avodim is not for the purpose of slaves, but you're going to be sold to slaves. If a slave owns a slave, there ain't koine. There's nobody who owns you. Because if a slave, the slave himself is owned by the master. Who's the master? Hashem. So Mela, that is the biggest nechama. This part, we asked the question, how could Moshe Rabbeinu end off on just a bad note? Where's the encouragement? This is the biggest encouragement, bigger than the Nevi'im. Why? Because the nechama of the Nevi'im is after the Golus is over. This nechama is while we're suffering through the Golus. You know what the nechama is? Says the, this is the lashon, the words of the Bina Le'itim. Ve'im ha'emes kenu, if what I'm saying is correct, adayin anu v'neinu v'nei b'neinu v'ad soif kol adoyrus, mishubadim eilav yizborach v'sa'ale shmoy. All of us, our descendants, until the end of time, we're all indebted to Hashem. Why? In kol masha over aleinu, with everything that has passed over us, mehatzoras, from the troubles, ubishmoy anu nikraim, we're still called in the name of Hashem. The ein l'shum umma v'loshin maga yadbanu, no nation can touch us. Hayesh nechama gedoyle mizu lanu am b'nei Yisrael. Is there any bigger nechama? Be'emesu etzli nachas ruach muflag. To me personally, the Sefer Bina Le'itim says, when I thought that this is the pshat in this pasuk, it was a tremendous source of comfort to me. Nageya ba'atzmus dibuk Yisrael am karoiva ima yizbara. Because it means that our relationship with Hashem will never end. We will always be connected to Hashem. Shehu atachlis ha'meula ba'ifen shela'olam shmoi nikra aleinu. His name is will forever be associated with Bnei Yisrael. Hu avinu, he's our father. Hu malkeinu, he's our king. Va'anachnu bonav, we are his children, yedidav. Asher shem zeh, that name, lo yikoris mimenu. Nobody else makes a covenant with us. And he didn't make a covenant with any other nation, only with the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, this is the biggest nechama. So the last pasuk is saying, you're going to be sold as slaves to slaves. If you're sold as slaves to slaves, ain't kinda. It means nobody could own you. The only one who owns the Bnei Yisrael is Hashem himself. And that relationship will never end. So the Nevi'im gave Nechama after the Golus will be over. Mashiach will come. All the good things will happen. This last pasuk tells us, Ve'ein koineh. You'll never lose your relationship with Hashem. That al yad gevirta, the hand that hit you, where are you going to go back? You're going to go back to that hand of Hashem. Where else can you go? You're going to go back to your relationship with Hashem. And that relationship you'll never lose. That's the biggest nechama. Even while you're suffering, but you're suffering from the hand of Hashem. And that's the pshat by Har Grizim and Har Evil. There was a mizbeach, and they brought korbanos. So where would you think the mizbeach would be made? On Har Grizim, which where the brachas were said, or Har Evil, where the klolos were said? We would all think it would be on Har Grizim. And no, the mizbeach was put on Har Evil. Because that's the idea. The idea is in the klolos, in the suffering. But there's Hashem. It's coming from Hashem. And that relationship with Hashem will never end, even in the klolos. That is where there will be simcha and korbanos brought. That's where the mizbeach, b'dafke in the har evil, in the klolos, to know that ein koine, no one else will have any domination over the Jewish people except Hashem. And finally, he brought out one beautiful vort that sums this all up. The pasuk says, David HaMelech said, Eilecha nasasi es einai hayoshvi b'shamayim. To you, Hashem, I lift up my eyes, the one who dwells in heaven. So the Mephorshim ask that the Gemara tells us a person should always have his eyes down and his heart up when you daven. Ein of lamata, v'libo lamala. Here,
David HaMelech says that his eyes are up on high. Why weren't David HaMelech's eyes focused down? So the Malbim gives an answer, and this is similar to the beautiful word of the Baal Shem Tov. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Miftachoy. Blessed is the man who has B'tachon Hashem. There's like a double lashon here. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, who have faith in Hashem, V'Hoya Hashem Miftachoy. Hashem will be, it's like saying the same thing twice. So the Baal Shem Tov says, there's three things. When you depend on something, there are three things. There's the person who's depending, the boteach. There's the mavtiach. There's the one who promises you something. And then there's the muftach. The muftach is the thing in which you're depending. Someone tells you he'll help you. He'll give you a certain amount of money. He'll give you a job. There's something that you're putting your faith in a person, mavtiach. And then he's promising you a certain thing in which you can have your faith. Right? But by David HaMelech understood that the Hashem is the Maftiach. But not only is Hashem the Maftiach, but he is Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Miftachoy. He's also the thing in which you put the Betachon. In other words, that's why most people, the Malbim says, most people have to look with their eyes down. Because they are depending on the gashmiest thing that they see in front of them. This thing is going to help them. Right? But and their heart is up that Hashem should make this thing be matzliach. I invest in a certain investment, so that's what I put my faith in that thing, and I hope my heart is up in Hashem that He should make this work out. By David HaMelech, he understood that the thing that I am putting my hope into, that the cause of that, that's Hashem Himself also. It's not there's a thing and Hashem should make the thing work. The thing is Hashem Himself. So the difference is that if the thing doesn't work out the way I think it should work out, so if I think that this thing has its own power and Hashem should just make it work well, so then if it doesn't look good, I give up. But if I realize that the thing is itself from Hashem, so then if it didn't come out the way I thought, but I know that this is all from Hashem, Hashem can take that very thing that didn't work out, and He could work it out, that should cause my biggest success. Sometimes things that people failed in turned out to be the cause of their biggest success. What we think, we don't understand clearly what's happening to us. We think it's a failure, and it turns out that this is the biggest success for us. So that's what it says. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. He has B'tochen Hashem, but not only does he have B'tochen Hashem, V'Hoya Hashem Miftachoy. He understands that even the thing that he's putting his hopes in, that too is not a cause by itself. That itself is caused by Hashem. And if it doesn't turn out the exact same way that I think it should turn out, it's from Hashem, and Hashem can make it that thing itself, the failure, should be my success. So, Memeila by David HaMelech, he didn't look down and his heart up. He looked up. By David HaMelech was on such a level that there wasn't anything in this world that he put B'tochen in aside from Hashem. Everything was Hashem. So Mimele, not only was his heart towards Hashem, but David HaMelech says, Eilecha nasasi es eini hayoshev b'shamayim. Not only my heart is towards you, Hashem, but even what my eye focuses on that I think is going to help me, I realize that you are the cause of that thing that I'm putting my hope into, and that thing is you, Hashem, and whatever it turns out, I know it's coming from you, and that you'll make it work. So this comes out that this, now we understand how we could read the Teichicha, and the Teichicha should at the end be a source of comfort for us. Because if we realize that anything, Chas V'Shalom, during the year, something, we got a patch from Hashem in whatever way it would be, or we know someone else that got a patch, but if we know who's giving the patch, it's Hashem. And that relationship with Hashem will never end. And we, that hand that hit us, that's the same hand that can cause that hit should turn into a blessing for us. So that itself is our greatest nechama. It's even greater than the nechama of the Nevi'im, because their nechama was after the Gaulis. This is even during the Gaulis. While we're suffering, if we read the Parsha in that way, that's what the Radomsker said, Unishalma Porm Svasenu. If we read the Teich in such a way that we realize the end, the last two words of the Teich, Ein Koine, there'll never be any power in the world that will dominate you, that have jurisdiction over you, except Hashem, that itself is the greatest nechama. And indeed, may Klal Yisrael get this nechama, and we should be zoicha to what Chazal say, that tichla shana v'kiloisera, and tochol shana v'chaseh. This parsha in the Tzavim Vayelech, a week before Rosh Hashanah, already the brachas should begin for all of Klal Yisrael.